he commit adultery with his father's concubine. He lost the honor. He lost the power. He lost even the firstborn right. So right beside Reuben, I want you to write down Genesis chapter 35 verse 22. And you write down 1 Chronicle chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. 1 Chronicle chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Let me read that to you. The son of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was the firstborn. But when he defiled his father's marriage bed, because he committed adultery with his father's concubine, Bilhah, his right as firstborn was given to the sons of Joseph, sons of Israel. So he lost it. He committed adultery. He lost his power. He lost his honor. He lost his firstborn right. The firstborn right was given to Joseph. So he could not be listed in the genealogy record in accordance with his birthright. In verse 2. And though Judah was the strongest of his brother, and a ruler came from him, and the right of firstborn belongs to Joseph. So what have you learned in these Bible verses? Genesis chapter 49 verse 3 and 4. Reuben supposed to be excelling in power and honor. Firstborn, get all the blessing, double portion of the blessing, and yet because he committed adultery, he lost it. Do you remember in Genesis chapter 38, Judah supposed to be used by God to deliver his brother, and yet he committed adultery? In Genesis chapter 38, he lost it. And that power of deliverance was given to who? To Joseph. You remember Genesis chapter 39? Joseph refused to commit adultery with Potiphar's wife. Do you remember that? So that he get the honor and power to deliver his brother. So brother and sister, I want to remind you. If you want to receive blessing upon blessing from our Heavenly Father, we have to remain holy. If you defile yourself and commit adultery, you follow the footsteps of Reuben. Okay? You follow the footsteps of Reuben. Unless you repent and turn around. When you repent and turn around, the Lord may bless you too. Now study the life of Judah. Verse 8. Verse 8 all the way to verse 12. Jean?
Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk.
So what did Jacob tell Judah? What will happen to Judah in days to come? He prophesied that Judah is supposed to be the fourth son of Jacob. The fourth one. It's not the firstborn. But end up what? End up king gonna come from Judah. I want to stop here. Right beside Judah, I want you to write down Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. God saying to Abram, when Abram was 99 years old, verse 1, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Be perfect. And I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your number. And then I jump to verse 6. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. Genesis chapter 17, verse 6. King will come from you. So in other words, Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Isaac gave birth to what? Jacob. Forget about Esau, because Esau was ruled, right? He lost the firstborn, right? Right? So Jacob. Jacob has 12 sons. So if God promised to Abraham that son, king will come from his descendant, then in all of the 12 tribes, one tribe will be the king, right? That's the Judah, the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is from the tribe of Judah. So right beside Judah, you write down Genesis chapter 17, verse 6. King will come from Abraham, and in turn will come from Judah. Genesis 17, 6. And then, God also promised to Abraham's wife, verse 15, God also said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah, and her name will be Sarah. And I will bless her, and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her, so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. So, 17:6, 17:16. Judah get the blessing. I also want you to write it down. Beside Genesis 49:8, right beside Judah, you write 17:6 and 16, and you also write down Genesis 38. He lost that privilege being his brother deliverer. He lost it to Joseph because he committed adultery. So Genesis chapter 38. Genesis chapter 38, verse 15. When Judah saw her daughter-in-law, he didn't realize that is his daughter-in-law. He thought she was a prostitute, for she has covered her face. I want you to write that. 38:15. Judah committed adultery and lost that privilege to be used by God. But later on, Judah repent and turn around. How can I see that? Because in the life of David, okay? In the life of David, you write down Psalm 132. The entire Psalm 132. David is of the tribe of Judah, and David is the king of Judah too. He's also the king of Israel. and he loved the Lord make a covenant with him so that he and his descendant will be king. So that's why the Bible says, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Jesus Christ's hand will be on the neck of his enemy. Your father's son will bow down to you. You listen there? Your father's son will bow down to you. Right beside that, I want you to write down 37. All the way to 9. 37:5-9. Do you remember the dream, the two dreams that Joseph has? His brother will bow down to him. Verse 7, right? That's first dream. And second dream, 11 stars were bowing down to me, including the sun and the moon, his father and mother. And now, because of David, who loved the Lord, he turned around. He's the one who after God's heart. God gonna bless him. When God blessed David, that means God blessed Judah, because David is of the tribe of Judah. And later on, Jesus Christ was the son of David, was the descendant of David. And your father's son will bow down to you. Not only 12 tribes, the 11 tribes will bow down to David, will bow down to Jesus Christ. On top of that, all nation, the obedience of the nation is his in verse 10. All the Gentiles will bow down to Jesus Christ too. Not only the 12 tribes will bow down to David, to bow down to the son of David, Jesus Christ, and all nations will bow down to Jesus Christ too, in verse 10. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler stop from between his legs, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nation is his. And then he win all battle. When all nations gather together around Jerusalem, try to destroy the people of Israel, and Jesus Christ will come down from heaven and destroy them all. That is Revelation 19. Right beside verse 11 and 12, you write down Revelation 19, 11 to 21. So what have I learned? One thing. In the life of Reuben, he's supposed to be firstborn to get the firstborn right. Just like us, we are Christian, we are sons of God, we're supposed to get blessing because we are God's might and the first sign of his strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power. But because Reuben committed adultery, he lost them all to Joseph. So we really have to guard our life not to commit adultery. Commit adultery is against one of the Ten Commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill. Remember that? You should not murder, right? And Judah committed adultery too in Genesis chapter 38. And later on, David repents. turn around. So God blessed Judah. And Jesus Christ come from Judah. Kings come from Judah. And all his father's son will bow down to him. And the obedience of the nation is his, belongs to Judah. Everybody obey him. He become king. So if we know how to overcome our own body, overcome our own life, you can rule other people. If you do not know how to rule over your own body, to be self-controlled, then you're not qualified to rule over other people's. So we have to learn how to what? Rule over our own desire and crucify our own body with the cross. If you can do that with the help of God and pray, I tell you, in the future, you're going to reign with Jesus. You're going to reign with David. And you can become king. Hannah, you have a question?
Yeah, because Judah's wife died, right?
Judah's wife died, yeah.
So if his wife died, like, then is it the reason he committed adultery? Because he didn't know that that was his daughter-in-law. So she deceived him. And it's, his wife already died. So is the only reason he committed adultery was because he slept with her out of wedlock? Like, he wasn't married? And to the girl and slept with her?
If you want to have sex, you should get married.
So that's the reason he committed adultery?
That's right.
Okay.
You know, like, nowadays, a lot of young people, they don't want to get married. They want to be common law wife, to sleep around. That's no good in God's sight. You did that in Genesis chapter 38, you lose the power, you lose the honor, you lose the privilege of delivering your brother and sister. If you do not know how to control your own body, how can you control other people? That's the point. If we can control our own self, you can control other people. If you do not know how to rule over your own body, your own desire, how can you rule over other people? Does it make sense?
Yeah, I just thought, yeah.
So this object lesson taught us that if you want to have sex, you are 18, you can go and get married. But you don't fooling around. Getting married is not sin. It's okay to get married, right? You can get married at the age of 18. If your wife passed away, you can get married too. Instead, go and find a prostitute is not right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, take a look at the life of Joseph first. Jean, could you read that? Joseph, verse 22 all the way to 26.
Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. With bitterness, archers attacked him. They shot at him with hostility, but his bow remained steady, his strong arms stayed limber, because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of the heavens above, blessings of the deep that lies below, blessings of the breast and womb. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the age-old hills. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers.
So in here, you see nothing but blessing, right? Wow, that is great. Take a look at that. Joseph is a fruitful vine. That fruitful vine is planted near a spring. It just keeps growing. Nothing will make that wither, not even scorching sun. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. Not even the hedges around that can stop it from growing. It climbs over it because it's near a spring. Right? Can you visualize that, Joshua? Because Joseph, so I want you to write down right beside that the reason why there's nothing stop him from growing. Because he controls his life. Genesis chapter 39. When Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, and what did he say to his wife? He said, "How then could I do such a wicked things and sins against God?" Wow. That really pleased the Lord. Does it make sense? So I want you to write down Genesis 39, verse 9. Right beside verse 22. That is why Joseph is like a fruitful vine, that nothing will stop him from growing. Because that vine is beneficial to the entire family. So that's why when Joseph get blessing, who else get the blessing? All his 11 brothers get blessing. His parents get blessing. They all move to Egypt. Am I right? Okay. Verse 23. With bitterness, archers attack him. They shot at him with hostility, but his bow remained steady. His strong arms stayed limber because of the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. Because of the serpent, the rock of Israel. Brother and sister, unfortunately, his descendant did not remember these Bible verses. Verse 24. They only knew, with bitterness archers attack him, they shot at him with hostility, and Joseph's descendant were afraid of it. And they stumbled. And they flutter. And they fall down. I want you to write down Psalm 78, 9 to 11. Psalm 78, 9 to 11. The man of Ephraim. Ephraim is supposed to be the second son, but end up to be the firstborn. Get the firstborn right of Joseph, okay? The man of Ephraim, though armed with bow, turned back on the day of battle. Right beside verse 9, I want you to write down. Genesis 49. Verse 23 to 24. The man of Ephraim, though armed with bow, turned back on the day of battle. They forgot what God has promised. With bitterness archers attack him. They shoot at him with hostility. But his bow remained steady, his strong arm stayed limber. Why? Because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob. Because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel. Because of your father's God who helped you, because of the Almighty who bless you. With blessing of the heavens above, blessing of the deep that lie below, blessing of breast and womb. So instead of write down Genesis chapter 49, 23 to 24. I change it, 23 to 25. Brother and sister, when you face difficulty and you forget the word of God, you forgot His promise, and you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose everything. The Lord say, I'm going to bless you like a fruitful vine planted by the stream of water, by the spring, and you will keep growing, and you'll keep getting blessing. Nobody can stop you from getting blessing from the Lord. But at the same time, because you get so much blessing, Satan wants to attack you. So bitterness, what do they say? With bitterness, archers attack him. They shoot at him. They shot at him with hostility. But his bow remains steady. His strong arms stay limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helped you, because of the Almighty who bless you with blessing of the heaven above, blessing of the deep that lie below, blessing of the breast and womb. He forget verse 24 to 25. You know what happened? Go back to Psalm 78. Verse 9. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bow, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by His law. They forgot what He has done, forgot the wonder He has shown them. What kind of blessing God has for His father, Joseph? Even though Joseph was attacked by his brother, sold him to Egypt, later on to Pontifus, later on locked him down to prison, he suffered all kind of attack, and yet he persevered. He faced the test, and he be overcomer. He victor in all the trial and tribulation, and God used him to deliver his brother. Hannah, do you understand? I want you to write it down right beside Genesis chapter 49, verse 22. Other than 7 to 8, verse 9 to 11, you also write down comma 67 to 72. Because the Ephraim, the descendant of Joseph, turned back on the day of battle, what happened? You don't want to fight? You don't want to rely upon God? You don't want to get blessing? Wow, you lose everything. Verse 67 all the way to 72. Then God reject the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but He chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which He loved. He built His sanctuary, His temple, like the height, like the earth that He established forever. He chose David, His servant. David is the tribe of Judah. When Joseph's descendant rejected God, and God rejected the tent of Joseph, and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but He chose the tribe of Judah. He chose David, His servant, and took David from his sheep pen. From tending the sheep, He brought him to be the shepherd of His people Jacob, of Israel His inheritance, and David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hand He led them. So what have I learned? God's supposed to bless Joseph with rich blessing, isn't it? But also God promised, someone going to attack you, but you got to persevere. Don't give up, I will help you. He forget that God will help him. He forget that God, how God helped Joseph. Ever since 17 all the way to what? 30, right? For the next 13 years, isn't it? He forgot that. When he faced suffering, affliction, and difficulty, he said, forget it. I'm not going to fight the battle. I give up. Turn back. I want to tell you one thing, my friend. Whenever you hear that God promised you a blessing, He also requires you to be strong and courageous. And He will test you to see whether you are indeed really strong and courageous. Right beside Joseph, Genesis 49 verse 22, you write down Psalm 105, 16 to 22. That's how God tests Joseph. He passed the test, he got a blessing. Psalm 105, 16 to 22. God called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. He sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in iron. Still, what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. So God tests him to see whether he truly believed the two dreams that he has. But Joseph believed in that two dreams that God revealed to him. So he persevered. He suffered for these two dreams that he has from God. Verse 20, the king sent and released Joseph. The ruler of people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased, and teach his elder wisdom. When God promised Joseph to bless Joseph, Genesis chapter 49 verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful vine near a spring, whose branches climb over a wall, nothing stops him from growing, because the blessing is so good. Besides, the blessing is from God, from the mighty one of Jacob, from the shepherd, the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, the rock of Israel. From Joseph, Father's God, from the Almighty One. If God help you, even though with bitterness archers attack you, they shoot at you with hostility, but you can withstand this kind of suffering and persevere and fight the battle. You shouldn't turn back on the day of battle. You turn back, you lose the blessing. So Joshua, what have you learned today?
God promises you something. He also expects that you...
He will test you.
He'll test you, and he expects you to stay faithful and strong and to hold on to his promises.
If you give up?
And if you give up, then you lose what he has promised you and the blessings.
And give it to who?
Gabriel.
Give it to Gabriel? No way. Give it to someone else who is faithful. Gabriel, you like that? He's saying, do you give it to you, eh, Gabriel, eh? Come on. Give it to someone else that who is faithful, like Judah, like David. Remember, God look around and he can see. I promise you with this kind of blessing, but I tell you ahead of time, you have suffered. You're going to suffer. You're going to carry the cross. But you don't give up. But when you give up, you lose the blessing. When you suffer, God say, I will help you. I'm Almighty. I'm the Mighty One. I'm your shepherd. You understand? Nowadays, a lot of Christians, they thought, wow, God promised me this and that. And I can fool around. I can do whatever I like. And end up, they lost everything. Does it make sense? Make sure you remember Psalm 105. Make sure you remember Psalm 78. Make sure you remember Genesis chapter 49. With blessing, always come with responsibility. And you have to go through trial and suffering. Joyce, do you understand now?
Yes.
Tell me, what have you learned?
So when God gives you a promise of a blessing, you have to remember and you have to persevere, because He will for sure test you. And if you don't pass the test, then He'll pass on that blessing to somebody else who is faithful. But if you pass the test, then you get the blessing in the end.
Joseph got a blessing because in Genesis chapter 39, he overcome trial. He did not commit adultery. Judah failed the blessing, failed the test. But later on, he repent. You understand? If we make mistake, we better turn around. Turn around and repent. And turn trust God, like King David. And we'll get the blessing. Does it make sense? And God give us numerous opportunity to turn around. Gabriel is very happy today because his elder son, you know, elder brother say, "Why the blessing to him?" Oh man, man, man! You want to sell your firstborn right to him?
No.
No way, eh? But what did you learn from Reuben? Supposed to be the firstborn of Jacob, right?
Yeah.
But because he committed adultery, he lost that. Make sure you keep yourself holy. Now you understand. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. What did the Bible say? Read it out. So it's not an option to live a holy life. It's not an option to be pure like Jesus. The reason why God wants you to be pure, to live a holy life, so that He wants you to remain to get the blessing, not to lose it. Read it, 1 John 3:3. Anyone who has this hope in Him, if we want to have the hope of getting a blessing like Joseph, you better live a pure life like Joseph. Do not follow his descendant. He said, "Oh, my father is good. My father get the blessing. He got to pass it on to me." No way. You lost it. Hannah, do you understand? Even though the Lord bless your father, but if you don't live a holy life, you fooling around, you lose it. Is it a good object lesson? Remember that. It is very, very important. Finally, I want to study the life of Dan. The rest of it, you're going to study it yourself. Life of Dan. Genesis chapter 49. Was 16 to 17. Dan. What do you mean by Dan? Dan means judgment. Judgment from God. Like Daniel. Daniel is judgment from God. Dan means judge. Okay? Dan will provide justice for his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a serpent by the roadside, a viper along the path. That bite the horse heel, so that his rider tumble backward. And I believe Antichrist will come from Dan. Antichrist will come from Dan. Antichrist is the serpent, is the viper. I want you to write beside Dan, you write Revelation 7. The tribe of Dan was not among 144,000 people who are going to preach to the whole world. So, Gene, could you read that? Revelation chapter 7, verse 5, all the way to 8.
From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000.
So the tribe of Dan is not there. Right? But if the tribe of Dan is not there, Dan's supposed to be what? Supposed to be 11 tribes, but there's 12. Levi was there. And Joseph is there. And Joseph, his firstborn, also there. Manasseh. Ephraim is not there because Joseph represents Ephraim. Ephraim is the first, you get the firstborn right. Remember that? So Dan is not there. Why? Because this tribe did not listen to the word of God. And they are against God. They don't even preach the gospel. And they cause people to stumble, to fall back. That's Antichrist. But at the end, and God had mercy on them, during the millennium year, 1,000 years on earth, that is reign on earth, the tribe of Dan are restored. In Ezekiel chapter 48, could you read that? Chapter 48, verse 30, all the way to the end. See whether you see the tribe of Dan. Jean?
These will be the exits of the city. Beginning on the north side, which is 4,500 cubits long, the gates of the city will be named after the tribes of Israel. The three gates on the north side will be the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. On the east side, which is 4,500 cubits long, will be three gates. The gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, and the gate of Dan.
You see the Dan?
On the south side, which measures 4,500 cubits, will be three gates. The gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. On the west side, which is 4,500 cubits long, will be three gates. The gate of Gad, the gate of Asher, and the gate of Naphtali.
So there are 12 gates in each side. North, south, east, west. So there are 12 gates because there are 12 tribes. Later on, the tribe of Dan was restored. Why? So I want you to write it down. Genesis, right beside Genesis 16. Dan will provide justice for his people as one of the tribe of Israel. Ezekiel 48:32. Dan did not have the opportunity to share the gospel during the 7 years of tribulation. Probably later on he repent, and the tribe of Dan was restored as one of the tribe of Israel. There are 12 gates. People can enter into the city. and one gate called Dan. So, Donald, could you tell me what have you learned today? You have to speak louder. We are recording.
I learned that like we have to like keep ourselves pure and like basically follow God's word, because if we don't, we'll lose our blessings. Someone else will receive them.
In order for us to receive the blessing, first of all, we have to have the promise. He promised to bless us, right? And secondly, we have to what? We have to persevere. We don't give up. We keep on believing. The greater the blessing is, the greater the affliction and the persecution. Take a look at the life of Joseph. Right? He said, wow, you know, I don't want to, you know, deep in your heart say, I want to get great blessing. And then when great persecution come, and you give up, you lose it. Right? Remember what his father promised his son? Verse 23, with bitterness archers attack him. They shot at him with hostility, but his bow remained steady. His strong arm stay limber. Why? Because of the help of God. Because God is with you. He promised you with this kind of blessing, He's going to walk with you to overcome. So you have to study His word so as to know His blessing, and you have to pray and ask Him to bless you. Help you to be strong. If you fall, stumble, you just stand up again and fight the battle again. Don't give up. The moment you give up on the day of battle, you forsake God's word, forsake His blessing, forsake the work of His hand, He's going to forsake you. He's going to give the blessing to someone else, like Judah, David. Does it make sense? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we heard what You have said to us. As first we thought, to live a holy life is an option, and we found out that it's not an option. It is compulsory. If we want to get blessing, if we want to receive blessing from the Lord, one after another, just like how Joseph received blessing from God, and I pray that You remain, be with us, walk with us, and we want to walk with You. We want to continue to receive blessing from You. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.